This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams. And you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
I don't know if that's a coincidence, Angel, but that just happens to be who we have on the program right now on our First Advantage Hotline. Joining us now, CSU men's head basketball coach Nico Medved. Coach, my friend, it's always great to catch up with you. It feels like you guys haven't played basketball in like 77 years now, man. I mean, we're ready. We're chomping at the bit to see some basketball from this Rams team.
Man, try being us. That's how it feels. It feels like it's been a long time, and finally, you know, it felt better as we got back out on the practice court and tried to get back into a rhythm there. You can kind of see the finish line. And finally, Brady, tonight, we get to get back out there and get after it. And I know the guys are looking forward to it, and I am as well.
I think I've said this several times. Hey, they're getting ready to start Mountain West play. And then, of course, we have something going on. But that's what we believe is ready to go. Rams getting set to start Mountain West play against a very young team in Air Force. And we'll talk about that in a moment, Coach. But right, off since December 11th. That was the last time out we've seen this team. And talk to us about the struggles. I mean, I know this isn't necessarily new because you guys went through this stuff. And everybody went through this stuff in 2020. And a lot of us kind of thought maybe we were done with that, but here we are again. Talk to us what that's been like, especially with just how hot this basketball team has been.
Well, it's obviously disappointing. I mean, it's the good and, you know, bad news is we've done this before, right? And so our guys understand what that's about and controlling the controllables. I did think we were all in such a great place, you know, heading into December and with everything. And then, yeah, everybody just kind of got hit with a ton of bricks and we got blindsided. You know, that's just really sort of what happened. And then obviously, as you're looking around the country, you're seeing a lot of, you know, other teams and other sports really go through the same thing. But, you know, obviously there was a huge level of disappointment, but I think a couple things that work in our guys' favor are, one, you know, last year we didn't even really get a non-conference. At least our guys had the ability to play the majority of our non-conference schedule. Unfortunately for us, we had a lot of success. So I think obviously we feel a lot better going into Mountain West play, you know, than we did last year. And then we've got a veteran group, you know, and guys who obviously are disappointed, but they know what this is. Again, they control what they can control, and they've had a tremendous attitude. And we're just excited to get back out there and play. And, you know, none of this is easy, but we're not alone, and we've just got to worry about ourselves. And this team will fight its way back, I have no doubt.
CSU head coach Nico Medved joining us. And I love that you mentioned the depth of this team because, I mean, 10 games, we have seen so much in those 10 games from you guys, Coach. You'll be down, or the comeback kids, you continue that mantra. I mean, I never count. You guys could be down by 300, I'm pretty sure, and I'm not going to count you out, man. This team just continues to battle back, and I think a lot of that, your leadership, your older leaders, but the depth on this basketball team, it does feel like you can just continue to fire off unique players at whatever matchup you guys are dealing with on a nightly basis.
Yeah, you know, it's like I had mentioned before the season, you know, every team's a little bit different, and I really liked our depth going into this year. You never know how that was going to play out, but you know, so far it's something our team has really embraced, and it makes practice really, really competitive. But we got a group of guys who's all about winning and all about the team and embracing their roles. And yeah, I mean, in several of these games, it's really, really sparked us when we've gone to our bench, and it's allowed us to play different kinds of lineups and hopefully build a lot of confidence in a lot of our guys. And you know, I'm hopeful that will serve us well here as we're getting ready to start Mountain West play.
Now, off, as we talked about, since December 11th. However, you know, there's been some interesting things going on. You don't play in a few games the last few weeks, and yet you're moving up in the AP Top 25. You guys are sitting at 20. In the Coaches Bowl, you're sitting at 19. So I know it's not ideal and it's frustrating, but hey, for not playing, you guys continue to just kind of move up the rankings there.
It is kind of funny how that's worked, and I know guys get a chuckle out of that. But like you just mentioned before, the one thing about these guys, they'd rather be playing than moving up in the polls, not playing. You know, and we'd rather let, you know, do it that way. But I think, you know, like we talk to our guys, I mean, I think that there's really three parts to every season. You've got your non-conference slate, which we just finished. Then you get ready to start conference play. Everybody starts 0-0, and then hopefully you earn postseason. And so we're getting ready to start a new part of our season. And also you take a time to reflect on the non-conference. And I think our guys should feel pretty dang good about what they did and what they accomplished and, you know, tackling the schedule and the expectations and all that that go along with it. And I thought they've handled that beautifully. And, you know, they've earned the position that they're in right now. And I think they should feel good about that. But they're a mature enough group to do that and also realize, all right, that doesn't mean anything. We're getting ready to start, you know, conference play here, and, you know, it's 0-0, and we got to roll our sleeves up and get back to work. But no, it feels pretty good to be in the position that we're in. I'm really proud of our guys.
Yeah, it's a great group, Coach, no question. And you mentioned that non-conference schedule. I mean, so many games we circled when we first got the schedule, when we started looking at it, the Oral Roberts down there, and obviously in the Paradise Jam with Creighton, you saw St. Mary's, Mississippi State. So many great tests and so many unique contests as far as how they turned out. I mean, sometimes you kind of ran the table against teams that were expected to go toe-to-toe, and then needed some comebacks to get over those. Of course, Mississippi State that last time out, that was one of those games. I mean, it feels like talking about a game, you know, very long time ago, but this is one of those games.
Season, yeah.
David Roddy does his thing, but as you mentioned, there's just so many different contributors. A guy like Deshaun Thomas, he doesn't even need a point to be a big-time contributor. His defense, his aggressiveness has really shown through this season.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's college basketball, and you're going to play against so many different styles. Every game stands on its own, poses a unique set of challenges. And you have to embrace all that, you know, in order to win. And our guys do. I think, again, having a veteran group, they've kind of seen it all. They've been through it. They have a tremendous amount of confidence in each other and in what we're doing. And they don't get too up and they don't get too down. And I think that's really been the secret sauce is, they just stay with it no matter what. And, you know, the other thing, we've been a team that's been able to score in bunches. And so we're able to go on runs with our ability to put the ball in the basket. And that's allowed us to come back as well. But more than anything, Brady, it's just their competitive spirit. They're such a competitive group. They love to play. They never quit. That's the way they practice every day. And it's building those habits and the character of who they are that really allows us to come back in these games and give ourselves a chance to win.
Coach, you can always tell when you have a disciplined basketball team. I mean, yeah, there's ebbs and flows of every game. You're going to see that. As you've told us a million times, that's the game of basketball. But can you calm down when it's needed most? And can you play clean basketball? You guys are ranked 17th nationally in fewest turnovers and then in fourth in the assist-to-turnover ratio, which I know Isaiah Stevens is just so dominant in that category, which blows me away in some of those games. But what does that mean to you? I know there's amazing stats that this team continues to fill up on a nightly basis, but when you look at that, I mean, that's got to be a coach's best dream, right? I mean, not turning the ball over.
Yeah, I think for us, you know, we knew one of our charges going into this year, if we wanted to take the next step on the offensive end, it was going to start with taking better care of the ball. I mean, that was something we didn't do last year oftentimes, and it came back to bite us. And it's something our guys really took to heart, and they've gone out there intentionally, and they've done it. And obviously it starts with our point guard. It starts with Isaiah. But I think that permeates into the rest of the team. And, you know, the trick for us is I want an aggressive team on offense. We want to play fast when we can. We want to play with pace. We want guys trying to make plays, not, you know, playing conservative. And to be able to do that and still not turn the ball over is difficult to do. But that's what these guys have accomplished. And when you got a lot of guys who can put the ball in the basket, I think when you look inside the numbers, there you see it. You know, we're getting shots in every possession. We're sharing the ball. And we got a lot of guys who can put the ball in the basket, and that's a recipe for good things to happen, and that's the way we've played so far.
Talking to CSU head coach Nico Bedved, and again, Coach, we know it's game day, and we appreciate you jumping on with us here. Always love your insight, always love talking basketball with you. When you look at this Air Force team, it's a young team, but I think they're surprising a lot of people so far with the way their non-conference schedule went. But the second youngest team in the nation. They have, 11 freshmen, some really good players too, but for the most part, a very young team. They look at you guys, maybe they're too young to realize we're going up against the top 20 team. So is there any kind of worry factor there where maybe this team's kind of, you know, they don't realize what kind of team CSU is just yet?
I mean, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Joe Scott and Air Force, and they are better. I mean, you watch them, they're better. They're tougher. They're a lot better on the defensive end, I think, than they were. They really compete. You can tell they've got great chemistry. And, you know, this is a team that just beat Utah State, you know, the other night. And so I have a ton of respect for the way they play. Joe Scott's a terrific coach. He's a tough-minded guy. You can see his personality is permeated into his team. And, yeah, I mean, the one thing you know about Air Force, they're going to come in here with no fear, and they're going to fight for 40 minutes. And, obviously, they play a unique style on both ends, offensively and defensively. And I think what I've really noticed from them, they've always do what they do offensively and really execute, but they're really, really improved on the defensive end. And they play with a lot more physicality and connectedness. And so it's going to be a difficult game tonight, you know, for us. And people ask, you know, you're worried about the layoff. Well, my number one fear is, or not fear, but my number one concern is Air Force. Whether we had been, you know, no pause or pause. And then obviously you factor in that we haven't played in a while. That's a real challenge for us. But you know what? That's what this team is about, is accepting challenges, and we know that's what it's going to be, and we'll get Air Force's best shot, but we're looking forward to going out there and giving them ours.
Coach, what is that like? We've had a lot of listeners ask. Obviously, in a regular time frame, injuries happen, and you know, you'll be aware of what a few days before, whatever. But in this day and age, even if a team, you know, is scheduled to play or something, you guys are constantly on edge waiting for something. I mean, we're talking about last night to CU in Oregon rescheduled for their second time, and then they had to postpone again before that game. So what is that like for you? Because we know so much goes into preparing for a basketball game, both physically and mentally.
It's bizarre. I mean, it's really too bad that we've almost become numb to some of it, you know, where it's just, well, you know, and I hate that. But it's out of your control, you know, right now. And I think we just go about our business and prepare, looking at what's in front of us. And we're supposed to play Air Force tonight at 7 o'clock. We've got our walkthrough, and we're going to do what we do. And if somehow somebody tells us before the game is not going to be played, well, then we move on to what's next. And I think that's really all you can do. And of course it's frustrating, and it's frustrating for all of us as fans and coaches. Imagine being the players, you know, who work so hard and want to play. And it's a really difficult time. And obviously the other challenge, Brady, is just this year, you know, there were not contingency plans for scheduling with this, you know, and last year there was. And I think that's created a whole new set of challenges. But I think the good news is we did get through non-conference play for the most part, you know, across the country. And I think that puts us in good position. And I'm holding out hope that as a couple weeks go by, we're going to settle in and we're going to get through a lot of this COVID business. And hopefully as we settle into the end of the month and into February and obviously into March Madness, we're back on our feet and we're playing hoops, and we're going to have a great conference season and a great NCAA tournament.
I agree with you, Coach. I think we're going to get through this sooner rather than later, and we'll be just regular sailing through this basketball season. It is such a magical environment at Moby Arena, isn't it? I mean, my goodness, just getting a chance. I was there when the last time I was there, Coach, was when the students were home. I mean, and it was still just like this magical environment. What's that like for you guys? I mean, to just play and to see it continue to grow too. Moby Madness is alive and well.
Yeah, it's been awesome. And I, you know, I reflect back to the last time we were in here, you know, against St. Mary's at home and, you know, one of the last times where we had a huge crowd, and there were students waiting outside for tickets. And that's a lot of fun, you know, to see that place rocking and the support from our community coming out and cheering these guys on. And they obviously deserve it. And so it's Moby's a great place. It's a great place when it's full. And so I'm really looking forward to getting back out there again and having our fans. And I know our students aren't here yet, but our fans have really come out to support us, and it makes it really special. And so I think Moby's a great place. It's a credit to our guys, you know, for the way that they played, and obviously our fans were coming out and supporting us. And I see that just continuing to build here as the season goes on.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a magical time with this team. And even though we had the pause, the excitement around Colorado State basketball has not died down. Last thing for you, Coach. I know Colorado State men's hoops are supporting the relief effort with American Red Cross of Wyoming and Colorado in conjunction with the fires, too. And I know that's just such a difficult time last week where, again, you don't want to say puts things into perspective, but everyone, the state of Colorado, the country, so terrified for what could be and what, of course, did happen with those homes and those neighborhoods. And I just I wanted to point that out because of Colorado State teaming up with Red Cross. Obviously, it's something that's just such a big deal.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. It's almost incomprehensible to just watch, you know, what happened last week and, you know, our friends and neighbors and all the people affected by the Marshall Fire. And so I'm really thankful that we're doing that. And I really encourage people to support in any way that they can. And hopefully that'll be a great thing for us tonight, that we're able to get back and play basketball and have an opportunity for us to come out and support a great cause and, again, support our friends and neighbors. And I'm just looking forward to a great night. And I really hope people really take the time and hopefully consider supporting a great cause.
Yeah, no question about it. We'll be sure to re-up that information in the second hour. Coach, again, can't thank you enough for jumping. I know you're a little busy. You got a big one tonight against Air Force, and we're looking forward to it. But we just appreciate any time we can get you on this show is a welcome time. So we appreciate it.
Brady, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you you covering CSU and Northern Colorado sports the way that you do.
All right, Coach, go get them tonight. Good luck against Air Force.
Thank you.
All right, that's Coach Nico Medved of the Colorado State Rams. They have not played since December 11th. That was against Mississippi State. Going up against Air Force tonight, they have some spark plugs on this team. Air Force was picked to finish last in the Mountain West Conference. They beat Utah State. So that's got to be something pretty special for them. They're a young team. And a lot of times what you worry about with young teams is that they don't – the stage is already big to them because they're freshmen. So they're playing on big stages every night. The stage doesn't necessarily get bigger just because you're going up against the top 25 team. However, Air Force doesn't really – they haven't really beat anybody like over their years. I think they're like four wins or something against ranked opponents. So if there's a team that will, you know, be okay with the layoff and find a way to just bounce right back, it's Colorado State. And moving up a couple of spots since the last time they played, hey, you'll take it. 50 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll get into more Broncos talk, more CSU Air Force as well, what to expect from the Falcons tonight. Also, the NFL standings, we'll get into that. The playoff standings, some interesting stuff. Even though the Broncos are out, even though your Dolphins are out, Angel, there's still a lot to be figured out this weekend. We'll talk about it next.
Follow NoCo Preps Hoops with Preps Radio on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.